Support for this podcast comes from UTSA. UTSA's graduate school has a top-tier program for your field of study and offers outstanding opportunities for hands-on research and scholarly publishing. The academic community of UTSA features a world-class faculty, a professional development center, and mentoring programs to contribute to your future success. UTSA, the University of Texas at San Antonio. Visit utsa.edu/graduate to learn more or apply.
Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I don't know what's going on with the music, what's going on with the introduction, but it's okay. We're going to start things off like this. Welcome back, everybody, to the Stolen Sports right here on Fox Sports Radio 1340 WHAP. And why I have a microphone issue right now, I'm going to go ahead and bring in Jay Chris. Jay Chris, go ahead and start this thing off. I'll get this headset thing situated and fixed out real fast. What's going on, everybody? Stolen Sports 347-637-3859.
Hey, I'm going to go ahead and take over for you, Mike. Hey, what's going on, people? We're live right here on BDSR Network. Of course, you can catch us on Fox Sports as well. But it is the Stolen Sports right here, and it's a Friday pick'em day. What is it? What do we call it? Bet That Friday. So we're definitely going to go through this weekend of the NFL. Lock It Up Friday. I'm sorry. Lock It Up Friday. We're going to go through this weekend of the NFL. We're going to make our picks. You can make your picks along with us. Hit us up, 347-637-3859. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat, Periscope, all that good stuff at the Soul, at Soul, S-O-U-L-N, the letter N, Sports, S-P-O-R-T-S. And we're going to get it popping, man. So without further ado, let me bring in my man Micah Emmy Richmond on the Twitter. What's going on, Micah?
Well, I tell you, my brother, my other brother from another mother, as Mike and Mike, we are the best tandem of Mike and Mike on the radio right now. But guess what? Mike and Mike wouldn't be nothing if we didn't have our main man, Jay Chris, who doesn't miss, unlike Draymond Green's kicks to faces. I don't know, man, where we're going to these now places, man. This brother, it's the best ball season ain't even in tennis yet. He's already throwing his legs everywhere.
It was not on purpose. It was not on purpose.
When you have a history and you're a buzzard, then everything you do is going to be under a microscope. So
I think It's much to do about nothing. The biggest news will be LeBron James wearing a Chicago Cubs uniform tonight. That will be the news. Also, the no call, or shall we say the false start call, if you're a Cowboys fan, that should go against the negating of the flag for the team. Wouldn't that have been an offsetting penalty? And they would have replayed the down? Wouldn't that have really been the right call? But, you know, Cowboy fans don't see it that way. I actually saw a post from one of our own, Ashley Baker, that actually said, since Donald Trump becomes president or president-elect, they haven't, like, lost, and Cowboys are such good now all of a sudden. So I'm saying Cowboys or Donald Trump? If I had to hear Donald Trump for the Cowboys is stuck, I don't think it's that pretty bad of a hard deal. But, again, we don't know if he's going to suck or not. 347-637-359. It's not political, but this is about how the Houston Rockets, all of a sudden now, Jay Chris and double overtime, are now being considered, can they be contenders against Golden State? I mean, I don't buy it.
It's funny about that.
That's one stupid latest development this morning, I believe.
Well, you know, I personally didn't hear anything about it. I fell asleep watching the I fell asleep watching, but I was watching the Cavaliers game, how they got blown out last night by
Surprising.
That boring Cowboys game that the Cowboys ended up winning, and no shade there. I'm just saying they ended up winning. It was just a boring game. And, you know, I wanted to stay up for the Golden State game. It just didn't happen. But I wanted to ask this question on Monday, and I didn't get a chance to. And you can go right back to what you were saying before this, right? But how is it that two of the best teams in the country, college football here, okay? I'm talking about Michigan, Ohio State, two of the best teams in the country, all right? That's how I see it. I know one of them has two losses, whatever. It's going to happen when they play each other. Are not playing for their conference title.
Because they lost.
And then they won't. They may not be in the playoff.
One
may not be in the playoff, but the other one is. So, you know,
right. Regardless, one of the two teams will make it. And this is what I want to talk
both
about on Monday.
Teams.
We didn't get a chance to get around to it. Should college football? I look at it like this because, frankly, I've always hated how college football was before the playoffs, before the BCS. I always thought this is you pick a national champion. So the BCS came around, and guess what? They had this computer, quote-unquote, that's supposed to pick a champion. That didn't work. So now you have this committee, and guess what, people? When it comes to humans, we have what we like to call human error, the eye test. What may be beautiful to Jay Kress may be hideous to Micah. What may be hideous to Micah may be exquisite to me. So to fix this whole stupid thing, and everyone says, well, we don't want to have it like the NCAA because there's too many teams. Well, last time I checked, no one complains about the NCAA playoffs, March Madness format. Nobody complains about high school football formats. No one complains about Division II college football format. Why not have this field of 32? Have your top teams that you want to have, your Alabama or, you know, whoever number two in the country would be at this point, it's what Ohio State, have a bye, and then you play it out week after week. If they're really truly the number one team, then they would make it to the Final Four anyway. And if they didn't, well, guess what? They should have been the best team that day. That's my thought and what I would do with college football playoff, Jay Chris. Make it like high school. Make it like college football, you know, Division II. Because this whole playoff four, and now you got these eight teams, and I'm hearing stuff there's a possibility that maybe Oklahoma State could get in there because they have the one loss, and if they didn't lose to Central Michigan, which was a bad call that was recognized by the NCAA, that the call should have been made, and then you got, what Michigan deserves to be there too. Ohio State deserves to be there too, and so does Washington. Well, just fix it and put them all in the goddamn playoffs. That's what Mike Knox has to say, Jay Chris.
I can't agree with you more, man. I've been saying the same thing for the past 15 years, man, 20 years probably. They need to have a legitimate playoff. I mean, the D1AA has a legitimate playoff. Why not have – I mean, I know there's money involved. That's really what it is. It's the money.
All
but,
about the bowls.
You know,
it's not even related to them, but your bowl games, even the Mac City, even your Mac City Truck Stop Bowl can be a tournament game. I mean, for crying out loud, folks, it's not hard.
Right.
I mean – It's really not hard. What you need to do is be able. You got to be willing to take out the teams. Here's what a real college football playoff is going to take out. It's going to take out 5-7 Western Kentucky State, Western Northern Kentucky State. It's going to take out 5-7 Western Northern Kentucky State, who get rewarded with a PlayStation and a couple of gift cards to Best Buy by getting that bowl game. It's going to take that team out and put real teams in from majority Power 5.
But think about it like this as well. If you have a poll, right, and like with NCAA men's basketball, there's the RPI, right, and you have their top 52 teams is what they go by, right, and then they go by the smaller schools in these power conferences, right. So you have your top 25. That 25 is automatically in the playoffs, right. Then you have that other seven that you feel on the outskirts or may have fallen off the top 25, but been there all year, but may have two. Maybe possibly even three losses be in the playoffs. Then you have your bowls, like you just said, your Depend Bowl down in Western Kentucky, you know, brought to you by Depends, be that first round of playoffs, and you hold off your Sugar Bowl, your Rose Bowl, your Orange Bowls for those later rounds, your semifinals, your quarterfinals, your championship games. Your bowls could still work out that way, but unfortunately, we live in a cesspool of human people with football, and they refuse to do it the right way. If you want to really have a real champion, it's very simple. Have a real playoff system. The NCAA men's football playoff system is horrible. It's almost as horrible as which it has now been vanquished, was the All-Star game picking the home field advantage for whatever division, American League or National League.
They
abolished that.
Thank God.
So,
I'm so happy to change that. I know I'm happy.
But from what I'm seeing, I'm looking at the current division of Division I AA, the FCS bracket, and what I see from the first round is like they have the top four seeds, so like those seeds have a bye, and then you have people playing the play-in game. So
right.
you have
that's what
20.
I said.
Yeah, they got 20. So we don't have to take out the other five and then have the 20 in there. Then they'd be arguing over 21 through 25 who deserves to get in between 21 and 25. But if you're between 21 and 25, you don't deserve to hit the playoff. But people who have, you know, two and three losses, you know, teams like a Michigan, for example, who's on the outside looking in this year, who beat both people right now, both teams who are in the Big Ten championship game, that being Penn State and Wisconsin, they should be rewarded for that, even though they did not necessarily beat Ohio State, which I understand why Ohio State is in, since Michigan beat them too, and then Ohio State beat Michigan. And we see how they won that game. So I can see it. And only crybabies and people who don't feel like actually using their money to maximize their profit will say that this isn't going to work. And they can't use the college football athletes can't handle it, because how come the FCS – are you saying that the FCS athletes?
I'm sorry, Micah.
I gotta stand with Wiki. Jay Chris, did I not just say that same exact stuff? Without the big words he used with the SBCS and all that stuff. Did I say the same thing?
You reiterated
exactly what I said. I said,
but no,
you did was go in deeper. It was like, oh, she's pretty. You said, yeah, but she's fly and pretty.
That's true.
347-387-3859. Let's go ahead and get into this week in the NFL. That didn't flow very well. The NFL, you know, it doesn't work. But it is this weekend, the NFL. Cowboys won less today. I'm 0-1 already, Jay Chris. I did have Cowboys winning the game. I thought they would cover maybe too many Thursday night games. They did not cover. I'm 0-1 right now. That point spread was a little, you know, it was 3.5. They had to win by 4. But we have Denver, favorite by 5, on the road to Jacksonville. 5 is the spread. Who you got in this game, Jay Chris? Jacksonville or Denver?
What's the spread on that?
5.
Give me Denver. Give me Denver on that one.
Who you got in this one, Micah?
I'm sorry. I'm looking for something right now. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Micah.
No. I heard you type. I thought, like, oh, that's his brain working, his fingers. That's when you know the world has changed. Your fingers became your brain. Right? So I couldn't imagine having Google if I was in high school, but I'd have been an A student. I don't care what nobody said. There are things you can find that you just can't find on Google. Michael, who you got in this game?
Oh, I got Denver in this game. It's just I like Jacksonville. I like how they're going to play. They're going to play Denver tough, but Denver's going to be more than fine in this game, even without Trevor Siemian starting.
Yeah, lock it up. Easily give me that 5 points.
You better lock it up.
Jacksonville's
lock it up.
Team. I told everybody who they were, and I haven't let them off the hook all year, so I don't plan on letting them off the hook right now. Then we got 14. Double-digit leads in the NFL, I always say, are disrespectful. But they're at home. But they don't have the soon-to-be professional wrestler, or maybe not ever the professional wrestler now that he's had multiple back surgeries. New England Patriots versus the Rams of Los Angeles. Micah, 14. I'm going with my first time ever double upset of the week. Double upset of the week. Hashtag bet that. Give me.
You lock it up.
Lock it up. The Rams of Los Angeles.
Hold on. Are you saying that the Rams are going to cover, or are they going to beat New England outright?
First of all, I don't ever say outright unless you hear the words outright come out my mouth. So if I say win, that means who I'm going for, which is there's no way the New England Patriots beating these Rams team by 14 points. Lock it up. Upset of the week.
Yeah, I'm with you. Without Gronkowski, they'll be able to shut down. They'll be able to shut down his only other go-to guy, which is Julian Edelman. Well, at least slow him down. So I'm with you. I don't think it's going to be. It's going to be a nasty game. So I have to agree with you. I'm taking LA for this one to cover that too as well.
And Jay Chris, how are we in week 13, and he's still asking me the same question he asked me in week 2?
Because I'm still learning. Don't judge me.
And I'm still getting over this cold. Well, you got this one, Jay Chris.
Well, with this one, no Gronk, and Gronk could be out for the rest of the season. Wow, man. I'm going with the Rams in this one. Say what?
But you know what?
Oh, the Madden curse. Ooh.
The Madden curse strikes again.
Right. How about that? The Rams are starting Jared Goff. He threw his first touchdown last week, but he hasn't. I don't think he's throwing for
three
over 200
touchdowns.
Yards.
He only had three touchdowns in the first half.
Well, I meant he threw his first touchdown. His first touchdown. I was just adding to it.
I was throwing some sauce on it. Not McCormick, Lowry. There's a difference.
But now he's going up against that Patriots defense, that vaunted defense, and.
Is it really vaunted?
They're traveling to
vaunted this year.
I think they'll be vaunted against a rookie. A rookie in his third professional game.
So you're like most people. That defense is Bill Belichick. It's Belichick we believe.
Yes.
I won't say trust because we don't trust him, right? And Belichick we believe because it's a rookie quarterback coming to my house? No. Bill Belichick's going. But my thing is also, and it's just a scary 14. Again, you always talk about it, J. Chris. I learned this from you. What is Vegas seeing here?
I think what they're seeing is the fact that when Gronk got hurt. Yeah, I think what they're seeing is the fact that the Rams just really aren't that good of a team. They're traveling to New England, Gillette Stadium. Where they play again? Foxborough. Traveling to Foxborough. 1 o'clock game. And Mike, we've talked about 1 o'clock games, West Coast teams traveling east before. This year has been a little anomaly, but in the past it's been an issue. And then you got the rookie quarterback in his third start, and he's traveling to Foxborough to play against Tom Brady. I think that's what they're seeing. The Patriots.
Well,
still
I'm not
put
going
points.
With the 14. I'm not going with the 14.
I'm going against the 14, but. Tom Brady, the Patriots can still put up points without Gronk. We've seen them do it. We've seen them put up points without Brady. So I'm not going with the 14. I'm going with the Rams in this, but I think that's what Vegas has seen. I think I'm going to make a call to Vegas and ask them.
As I said, I had my first ever, been doing this, 5 years now? My first ever double upset of the week. Hold on, I don't think they heard me. I can get loud, but sometimes I can get a little bit louder. Hold your eardrum, Jaws. Upset of the week!
double, no whammy, no whammy. All right, that's the wrong game. That's Pressure Luck. Some of y'all are too young to even know what Pressure Luck was, but it was a really good, funny game show. This little damn gremlin type character.
My
whatever, I'm moving on.
Game show. Whammy.
Whammy. Double upset, though, J. Chris. Give me Miami to upset and win outright against the Baltimore Ravens. Now, hear me when I say this. Now, I have been the anti-Hugo, who's not here, who lives in Miami and hates everything about the place except for the girls, which is okay because the women down there are some different kind of sexy, okay? However, I've been on this bandwagon with them for the last 2.5, close to 3 years with Miami. I think they have one of the best defenses when healthy in the NFL, and if Tannehill, which seems to be that way, can get his head on straight, maybe he got something we don't know, maybe he got some kind of Guatemalan woman or whatever down there, and he's doing it right, okay? Because I think sometimes always a good woman behind a man. He's getting something right. Well, sometimes it can be a man behind a man, but hopefully it is. Okay? Pause. I got Miami on my double upset of the week. Who you got in this one, J. Chris? 3.5 is the spread, by the way.
It's 3.5 to traveling to Baltimore. You guys know I haven't believed in Baltimore all year. I haven't really believed in Dolphins that much this year, though, but they're 7-4 right now.
Baltimore's in first place. That's so scary. I think Miami legitimately has a shot to win the AFC East. I said it. Tweet it. Bowen, I said it. I'm not stuttering. If I called your Cowboys, that's team football, then Miami has a shot to overthrow the New England Patriots without Gronkowski. I said it. I'm not afraid. I'm not chicken. Mike Knox is back. That's with 3 X's because I'm hardcore. You don't believe me? Ask that whore that you dated. Who you got, J. Chris?
I would call this a Justin Wiley special. This is untouchable, but I'm going to go ahead and pick it. I'm going to go
really?
With.
You afraid of this? I
wouldn't touch this game. I don't like this game at all, man. Especially with that line, I don't like it.
It's to me, I don't think you can lose either way. I mean, obviously you can lose either way. That's stupid, right?
You see, it depends on what Miami team shows up.
It's that
what Miami team is going to show
up. Props. If it was 3, maybe. If it was the 2.5, maybe. But it's that 4. Is Baltimore really 4 points better than Miami? And the way Miami's been playing versus Baltimore's been having to get by, let's be real. Their biggest star, tweet this too, is a kicker. He's getting single.
Is Miami 4 points better than Miami? Is Miami 4 points better than Baltimore?
You taught me defenses win games. Who has a better defense?
They do. I would have to say the Dolphins. I would have to say the Dolphins have the better defense. But they got Kiko, who's been playing well, actually. They got my other homie that was playing for the Eagles last year. I can't remember his name. Didn't really want to. I'm going to ride with you on this one.
You talking about that guy, Maxwell, we spent all that money on? And yeah, okay.
Yeah,
moving on from that guy.
Exactly.
I forgot he was even there. I didn't forget he was there. I was like out of mind, out of sight, out of body, out of mind, kind of thing. Like I'm kind of like a ghost. I'm like Patrick Swayze. I'm pushing the penny. Again, I'm old. Who you got in this one, Michael? 3.5. Baltimore's your favorite.
The Miami Dolphins have been playing a suspect schedule, and you play who you play. It doesn't matter. You play who you play, and they won the game they're supposed to win. I expect them to beat Baltimore because Baltimore and the Steelers, a lot of people, Baltimore and the Steelers, they're probably going to beat Baltimore the way they beat the Steelers. But that's just me. That's just where I am right now. I think they're going to run up and down. I think they're going to be real tough, real nasty, real good defense. Give me Miami Dolphins to also win outright. They've been playing a lot of below average teams, and because after this they got the Cardinals, the Jets, and the Bills again.
Brother Micah, in the words of your favorite quarterback.
Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. We're talking about our idiot kicker who got liquored.
An idiot kicker.
Here we are. I'm out of my third Pro Bowl. We're talking about our
idiot kicker
who got liquored up and ran his mouth off. So what has the sports world come to? We're talking about idiot kickers. He has ruined kickers for life. Akers and Vinatieri.
Justin Tucker is the center of the attention for the – you went from Ray Lewis and Ray Rice, sorry, good or bad or indifferent, okay, to to Justin Tucker. He's 7-for-7 from 50 yards. If this going to come down to a kicker's going to cover my point spread. That's what I believe in. That means he's going to win the game by one or two or by three, which means the 3.5 is safe, Jay Chris. Double upset, double contendre. All right, I'm going to calm down. What game I know you're kind of scared of. I know you're scared of this game, Jay Chris. And I went with the intelligence of me, and then I felt like I was a sucker. Right? You know you love yourself when you can look at yourself, Jay Chris, Micah, and you can say, well, I mean, I was in special ed. You know, I did have some ugly girlfriends when I was younger. Always had a girl. You know, always got laid, too. You know, but I grew up. Got me a hot wife. Fat, if you don't believe me. I mean, pretty hot and tempting. Okay? So when I say this with honesty. I was a punk, Jay Chris. I took the Cincinnati Bengals over the Eagles. I did. I do not believe in our team. I text you. We talked about it. I turned over on Monday Night Football when I seen Aaron bleeping Rodgers on the first drive of the game. I knew the game was over. I knew the game was over from the very first drive of the football game. And what we were worried about coming into the season has been really the hampering part of the defense this year, and that is the secondary. That is the secondary. It had its glimpses. It had its moments. And I know I just found out today that A.J. Green is not playing, so the Eagles should really go get themselves a wet nap and clean up that dirty mess they had because they were probably defecating themselves at the thought of having to stick A.J. Green. Okay? But he's not going to play. But it's still a one-point favorite in Vegas, and they got the Eagles even when A.J. Green was there on the road. The road team is favored by one. This could be Marvin Lewis's last game is what I'm hearing out of Cincinnati from some people I know out there that's in there around the organization. I'm still going with the Cincinnati Bengals to win this game outright against my Philadelphia Eagles, Jay Chris. Am I a punk or am I intelligent?
No, I think you're intelligent, but I disagree with you. And, okay. And here's part of the is because
oh,
A.J. Green.
Me.
And the Eagles just got to get right. The Bengals, I don't know what's going on with the Bengals, but the Eagles need to get right. And if they don't get right, I mean, the season's pretty much over now. But they're not going to sell tickets.
When he ain't giving you no act right. Hell, you ain't nothing but a woman in love with a man is all. Baby boy, anybody? I didn't go old that time. Okay, you guys need to get up on your movies. Go ahead, Jay Chris. I'm sorry.
Well, all right.
No act right.
So,
no act right. You said no act right. Whenever I hear the no act right, I think about Play's girlfriend from Kid and Play, you know, baby Jody's mom. You know, she's still hot.
You know, I didn't even realize I said it. But, I mean, if I said it, I said it. And that's what we do.
I mean, you put it out there.
I'm not saying I didn't. I just didn't realize I said it.
All
right. You know, the Eagles got to get it together, and they got to do it now against a team that's just reeling and has a coach that's probably on his way out. However, this is what worries me. Last year, the Eagles were the team with the coach on their way out. And they went up on this week in football, they went up to Foxborough and beat those New England Patriots. And the Patriots were supposed to wipe the field with the Eagles. That's what makes me a little nervous. I know I'm not a big guy on sports history as far as, you know, this is what happens in history. But history tends to repeat itself when you don't tend to know what it is. And I'm still going with the Eagles to win this game.
Micah, favorite by one.
Man, look, man, this is one of the easiest games to pick, man. Let me tell you something. They lost against the Giants, lost against the Cowboys, tied the Redskins. I'm going to go ahead, which is
right, – so, Paul, so you said I'm an idiot then?
No, I'm not saying you're an idiot.
If it's so easy, then I must be an idiot.
But for me, this is easy because I'm not an Eagles fan. You have to deal with the Eagles fan thought process as well as your –
I don't care about fanship. I don't put my fanship involved.
And your years of betting experience. You also got your years of betting experience. I don't have the same years of betting experience. So I don't have what I call the jaded knowledge, the jaded awesomeness of knowledge to kind of prevent me from making a decision. So that's why it's easier for me. So you got more experience than I do. So it's easier for me. So for me
– Micah, I have one word for you.
Eagles.
Micah, I have one word.
In case you couldn't spell it, okay? It's not so easy when you're an Eagle fan, all right?
I understand. No, I understand. But, no, seriously, they with their record against the NFC East right now, that I'm taking the Eagles to go ahead and complete that sweep against the Bengals. And Marvin Lewis, yeah, he needs to go. He should have been gone.
All right, let's take a tough one here. You know we don't do all the games on Friday because it's Friday. We're talking a little bit of college football coming up. Get you some picks on that for this weekend as well. Sunday night game, Micah. Seattle, some saying, hold up, Dallas, not so fast because I think Seattle can beat you. And I got to be real. I got to call a spade. Some of you guys don't even know what a good hand in spades really is. You know, you saying you got three books in your hand, you really got six, okay? What do you do when you got a big joker, little joker? Two of spades, king of spades, and an ace of spades, and just one, and just one four of hearts. How good is your hand, really, J. Chris? Huh? Action, son of action.
Boston.
Thank you. So Seattle, 7, over Stram Newton and the Carolina Panthers. Micah.
Scram Newton. Now that's exactly what he's been doing. Maybe he'll actually get some calls this week since they crowned him with Sam Bradford. I doubt it. I like
that.
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? Maybe he'll get some calls. Man, I haven't heard so many people cry when a quarterback didn't get a call. Yeah, when he cries, all of a sudden he's a crybaby. It's kind of weird. That kind of feeds into the process of people thinking that there's certain things going on that we don't like racially. But anyway, I don't like the line, though, because these teams have played each other nasty and tough. For the last, four years?
3 years.
3 years
they've
been playing each other. It's always been, it was like one blowout and the rest have been real close. So I'm going to take Carolina to cover that line there. I'm going to take Carolina to cover.
Hey, Chris, how you got this one? Favorite by 7 is the Seattle Seahawks. By the way, all Graham Newton with the 1/8 inch of the skin of his skin to win this game against the brother who does have Sierra every night. See, if I'm Russell Wilson, I'm sorry. I'm not ever mad. Because he has
ever.
A girl who sings the song Body Party. You have no idea. Like if you throw water on a gremlin, right, we know what happens. If you put sunlight on a vampire, we know what's supposed to happen, right? If you take a baseball bat, a wrench, your foot, or anything through a zombie's head, we know what's going to happen. When Body Party comes on, my wife knows what's going to happen. He has the error. So at the end of the day, does he really lose this game? But who you got anyway, J. Chris? Just saying.
Listen,
it's the error, by the way, not
Ciara.
Not Ciara. It's
all
Ciara.
All that man got a – it's CeCe. It's CeCe. She goes by CeCe.
CeCe. There you go. CeCe.
All that man got to do if he's feeling down at any time is put on YouTube and watch one of the videos she's in. What? Just
you
YouTube.
Know, one of my
that's,
favorite
that's,
ones
that's,
is the old video guess. With her – twerking on top of the car to Ludacris's Ludacris on the song with her that she's on top of the car. Rick
that's,
thick, thick, that's thick, thick, thick,
too.
Thick, the perfect guy. Yeah. That's
John Crank right there. That John Crank right there. That's when she was young. That John Crank. But I'm going with Seattle on this one, man. Carolina
the 7?
Is just
with the 7?
With the seven. I'm going with Seattle. And Seattle kinda pooped it up this week. And I think they're going to make up for it. And I think, unfortunately for Cam, Super Cam, and the Newtons, they're going to be the victim. And Seattle's going to make some examples this week. And they're going to that 7 will be nothing.
Lock it up.
That 7 will be nothing.
Lock it up. Well, I took Stram Newton. All right, let's move to another game that everybody. Especially cowgirl fans. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say that. That's disrespectful. If you're from Dallas, you are a Cowboy fan. And first of all, King Vaughn Jr. 720 on the Twitter, I'm not a sports terrorist because I chose to pick a team with my money over my team. That's me being unbiased in my decision, y'all. Okay? You are from Washington, D.C. You follow Fox 5 in Washington, D.C. all day long. You tweet about them. That's a sports terrorist. That's like saying you're from Chicago and you're a Yankees fan. It's wrong. At least in my book it is. And as I am the king of all Oscar Day,
That's all that matters. Okay? I'm not a terrorist. You're a terrorist.
Now, Pittsburgh versus the Giants. Every Cowboy fan wants Pittsburgh to win this game to shut the Giant fans up. Giant fans want to win this game to keep the Cowgirl. I did it again. It's so easy, J. Chris, to just say that word. Boy, Cowboy, Cowboys. There you go. Cowboys, all right. Every Cowboy fan, I'm taking the Giants to beat Pittsburgh outright. And this game is in Pittsburgh, J. Chris. Who you got?
You know what?
I think they have the best offense in football. I think they have the best offense in football.
I got the Giants, man.
Does that sound as bad as when I have to say Cowboys are the best team in football? Is it that hard to say?
Well, you know, Giants are number two on my list.
Okay, you did.
Cowboys
exactly.
Number one, Giants number two. So, It's very close. I don't know if it's as bad, but it's very close.
You already said it. Hey, look at LeBron James in his Cubs uniform. That's funny.
And
who you got there, Michael?
I don't know
what's worse, his hairline or that tight-ass jersey?
Man, I don't know, man. That thing thing is like a super medium for his size. I'm sitting here like, I understand we're skinny. Yeah, I don't understand we're in the era of skinny jeans and stuff, but come on, LeBron. Come on, man.
Skinny uniform.
He got the greatest comeback on the forehead. He can at least pick the uniform.
Hey, I ain't going to front, though. I cannot lie. You know, like, I would not tell a lie. What's that? Who's that? Who said that? I cannot tell. Who's that? Is that George Washington?
George Washington
or Lincoln?
Lincoln, whoever.
Lincoln, honest age. He chopped down a tree or something. Or was that Washington that chopped down a tree?
Those LeBrons he got on, though? I like them. That's all I'm saying. Who you got this game?
Well, they only work because they got the Cubs uniform on. That's the only reason why they look good. There you go. You're welcome, sir. I gotta go with New York Giants. I gotta go to New York Giants in this one. I think for some odd reason Eli is starting to play like he thinks it's the playoffs, so he's playing a little bit better. And the Giants have been clicking on all cylinders. So I don't see the same kind of continuity with Pittsburgh. They had a bounce back game against Cleveland, which is the easiest bounce back ever. And then they showed their true colors against a team that could actually put up a fight. Then they had another bounce back game against my Colts. Suck. And so now they're going to have a team who can actually put up a fight against them, and we've seen what they do against those kind of teams. So definitely give me the New York Giants to win this game outright as well.
So we all picking the New York football Giants? Is that what I hear?
Yes.
I had Pittsburgh as my Super Bowl pick, remember? I did. Damn shame having the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, we got couple more games. Oh, well, I'm not important. I'm going to name two more. We're going to get up out of here and go to college football. One of those teams, however, is the Washington Redskins. The Washington Redskins on the road against Arizona. The Arizona Cardinals and Carson Palmer can't throw the ball anymore. The team wasn't bad. They just have a bad quarterback. Actually got some decent wide receivers, defense. It's a little old. They've been together for a while. But we thought they would be contenders this year. Favored by 3 points, Jay Chris, Mr. as he's thinking, because we can hear his wheels turning by his fingers. Washington's underdogs by 3 points. I'm taking the Washington Redskins in this game. I think Washington and the Giants keep the pressure. Everybody's happy about the Cowboys. Can clinch, you know, a playoff position. But clinching playoff doesn't mean you clinch home field or NFC East. There, anything can happen and can happen. I don't think they have a chance. I'm just saying mathematically, Washington's still alive with this win. I'm taking them over Arizona. I just think Arizona's a bad team. Who you got in this one, Jay Chris?
I'm going with Washington in this one as well. I don't think Arizona is living up to expectations at all. And, the skins really have something to play for here. I think they show up, they win this game.
Micah, let it be known. Peak now.
Yeah.
I forever hold your peace.
Yes, sir. I believe that Kirk Cousins is going to have another good game. He better not throw it Patrick Peterson's way, though. That's pretty much the only way he's going to have a good game is not throwing it his way. But outside of that, I believe Washington is going to win this game also outright, and I believe that they're going to keep things cooking on that train. By the way, question for the gentlemen who have much more plethora of an encyclopedia of knowledge than I do when it comes to sports.
Okay, I do have that.
Who's the last successful USC quarterback? Because I'm trying to think, you know, Matt Leinart,
all the Carsons. Matt Barkley was successful. Matt Barkley was successful.
No, I'm talking in the NFL, like actually successful, like at a high level in the NFL. Carson Palmer is probably the only one that comes to my mind, really.
Oh, and the NFL, nobody but Palmer.
Is it just Palmer? I'm trying to figure out who else is actually like. It was just him.
Nobody. Yeah.
Man. Okay,
you wasted valuable airtime on that. You wanted to know. It's okay. We're talking USC, so I'm always going to hate. All right, two more good, intriguing games. We're going to get about it in the NFL because, frankly, you know, my team isn't good this year to make the playoffs, so I'm being a stinker, and your team plays on Monday night, so we'll talk about that on Monday. So, Atlanta, Kansas City. Atlanta carried by 4 points. And this is the one I would have a Wally and J. Chris special and wouldn't touch, but I had balls. Because I have them the size of grapefruits, and I have mad inner testicular fortitude, I took Andy Reid over the Atlanta Falcons. I think Kansas City is that team that nobody wants to play, but everybody can beat them. If that makes any sense. Like, Kansas City is solid everywhere, but they're not great everywhere. But when you're like that, I got to go at this matchup between these two teams, I go who coach I believe in more. I believe in Andy Reid over the guy in Atlanta. Who you got in this one, J. Chris? That Andy.
Yeah, I think it might be like a home team bias type thing for me as far as Andy Reid, but I think I'm going with the Chiefs in this one to go down to the dome that Deion built and take care of business.
Did he really, how did Deion build that dome?
Because Atlanta wasn't exciting
when
he got there. Atlanta wasn't exciting until he got there. Nobody cared about that dome until Deion got there.
They're in a brand new stadium.
Nobody cared about the dome until Deion got there.
But they're not in a dome. They're in a brand new stadium this year.
They're still in the Georgia Dome.
No, they're not. They're in a brand new stadium.
No, they're in the Georgia Dome.
No, they're not.
Is the stadium not finished yet?
No, that stadium is finished.
I don't think the stadium's finished. Looking at it right now, they're still in the Georgia Dome.
When did the new stadium open? Because I could have swore on a couple of exposés I've seen that that's where they were.
No, I don't think the new stadium is open yet. Because college games are still in the Georgia Dome, too.
It looks like it's scheduled for the 2017 season, sir. It's the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Ah. Yes.
Yeah, so the Atlanta Falcons will be playing in that stadium next year in the 2017 NFL football season.
Okay, my bad. I stand corrected. Pick a goddamn winner if I was wrong. You already said Andy Reid. Somebody keep talking. What you got, Mike?
Just saying. I mean, we got you. We got your back, man. We fact check here, unlike other places.
Damn, I was wrong really bad. See? It's okay. Who you still ain't give me a winner there, Michael? Why you correcting me?
I'm sitting there, giving you that information. I'm thinking Atlanta. I'm thinking Atlanta because they have to win this game to keep a strong hold on the division. And if they don't, then New Orleans is going to sneak up behind them and bite them in the hind pots. But I do believe that Atlanta has the ability with their offense and to be able to beat Kansas City's defense. So I'm going with Atlanta.
Lock it up. And the other one that we will talk about right here, right now, I think they're going to be 80 points scored. I'm lying. I don't know over-unders. The over-under is in this game 53. I'm going with the over on that, New Orleans versus Detroit. New Orleans is favored by 6 points at home against Detroit. J. Chris, very intriguing line. Very intriguing line with this 5.5 on the board here. Who do you have, New Orleans or Detroit Lions?
Wow. Let me tell you something. I'm shocked that New Orleans is favored by that much. I was going to pick New Orleans to win the game. I just assumed the Lions were going to be favored, and I was just going to, you know, pick the Saints to win outright. But with that 6 points. I don't like that 6 points. And I do think you're right with the over. I think it's going to be over 52.5 points. So I'm going to go with the Lions to cover the 6 in this game. I don't think the Lions win this game, but I think they'll cover the 6.
I got them covering the 6 as well. Definitely not winning the game, as I have been a home dog component favorite of one Drew Brees. Did you see his cleats he had on? I like them. I'm liking them cleats. I'm liking New Orleans to win the game outright, but they won't. They will win the game, but they will not cover the 6 points on the board. Micah, who you got?
I'm along with you, gentlemen. I think that Detroit's going to make it nasty and cover the 6, but I do not believe that they're going to win the game. So give me Detroit to cover that point.
Guys, this weekend, tonight starts it. We got 8 teams fighting for 4 spots. 1 spot, not my spot, not spot face, not your dog spot, not a liver spot, but that spot. All my wrestling fans are where I got that from. Alabama, Ohio State, Clemson, Washington, Michigan. They want to get mad about damn referee calls. How about getting mad at that coach always chokes when it's a big pressure game? How about that? The Nittany Lions, and I don't know about anybody else, but the fact that they went through all they went through and they're fighting back this close to that, I applaud the Penn State Nittany Lions. And Colorado, I mean, seriously, besides weed being legal in Colorado, they're actually starting to play football better in that city, in that state. Jay Chris, the Final Four, give me some of your predictions for college football this weekend. Who wins out?
Can I start by telling you Alabama? No.
Yeah, you start off with what? Okay, said.
I want to start by reminding everybody what my Final Four was when we first started the season. I think it was Stanford, Michigan, Alabama, and Clemson.
Oh, yeah, mine was all I had was 2 of mine in there. I had Michigan and Notre Dame in there with them. No, I had Florida State, Notre Dame, Alabama, and Clemson.
See? And coming down to the season, I was very close. I was hoping to get 3 out of the 4, but that's kind of what I'm mad about, that Ohio State-Michigan game. But now the Final Four, well, let's go through the games. I don't think Florida has a chance against Alabama. I really don't. The Virginia Tech and Clemson game,
Okay. What about Colorado, number 8, taking on number 4, Washington, for the Pac-10 title?
See, the funny thing is I haven't seen Colorado at all, so I don't know what they got.
I know nothing about that damn team. Right.
Nothing. So I'm just going to go with the devil I know opposed to the devil I don't. And by no means am I calling either of them schools devils, but I'm going with Washington.
I'm trying to figure out why even the devil so much. The devil I know is the one I don't know. I don't want to know any of the devils.
I don't want to know
over there,
but
I got my holy water, I got my cross, and what else I need over there? I got my
Peter
weapon.
Peter Popoff will give
you what that is.
Peter Popoff will give you a pouch of miracle.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Oklahoma State.
And what other game
are
we talking about?
Oklahoma
State,
Alabama.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
That, I'm not sure about that game either, man.
Okay.
Let me flip a coin in this one. Give me Oklahoma State in this one.
Your Nittany Lions versus Wisconsin Badgers for the Big Ten title.
And before I start, let me just say this, man. Shout out to all the Penn State fans that in week one, after their first, I think they lost in week one, they were calling for James Franklin's head, how to call games, blah, blah, blah. Now look at you now. Now you love him. Now you love James Franklin, don't you? You're playing for the Big Ten title. I'm going with the Nittany Lions to upset Wisconsin. I think they're on a roll. I think they can do it. Give me Penn State. I'm picking with my heart. I'm going with Penn State.
Okay. All right.
I don't see how you can hate from outside of the club.
You can't even get in.
Let go.
Micah, have some marbles. Some winners here, bro. You've been here long enough. It's time to get off the milk.
What milk? What are you talking about?
You know, when you're learning the word, there's the milk stage and the meat stage.
There's milk stage and the meat stage. I don't know these things, man. All I know is this, right? Here's what I know. By the college football committee's logic, USC should be higher than Washington and Colorado because they beat both those teams and they're in the Pac-12 championship game. So shouldn't USC be ranked higher than those two teams? But anyway,
don't you know the eye test matters in college football?
If the eye test matters so much, then they should have saw how USC stifled that high power offense that was scoring at least up until October, they were scoring at least 40 points a game on a lot of people. At least 40, but at least 35 to 40 points a game on everybody until they got to USC.
I have one question, though. Western Michigan's undefeated. How come they're not in the top here? They're undefeated.
Oh, because they don't play the quote unquote same level of competition.
Well,
so,
their name
is NCAA men's basketball tournament, they would be a 2 seed. If matter of fact, if this was men's basketball and the tournament came around and they were, let's say, undefeated, right? At 31-0, they would be a number one seed in the NCAA basketball men's basketball tournament, without a doubt.
Yep.
So is that to say that the men's basketball committee is better than the men's football committee?
I agree.
I would say that committee's not that great,
by the way.
I would say the football committee has dollars on the brain more so than the basketball committee. That's what I would say.
Well, that's true. They got more of a pool of people to choose from. That I mean, even HBCUs get into the overall tournament. So I mean, you know.
Well,
it's not the same level.
they get the automatic now though,
or they get the play-in game automatic, which I think is, you know.
Well, it would depend. It depends. It depends actually because.
Okay. Most of them.
In previous years, there's been years where a MEAC team has been ranked 15.
You're right, because Duke ended up playing
Hampton.
Hampton. Okay, it was Hampton. Okay, in the first round,
well,
right. Okay.
And, Duke has played Hampton. Duke has played Dell State.
Right.
Norfolk State, 15 seed, when they beat Missouri a few years back with that Kyle O'Quinn team on Norfolk State. Who else? There's been a few 15 teams. The SWAC has lived in the play-in game, though. They've lived there.
Okay. Yeah, they live there. SWAC teams definitely live there. But to what I want to tell you, when it comes to the college football playoff, I think two teams are going to mess things up and really make a muck of it. I think Washington is going to lose to Colorado, and I think that Clemson is going to lose to my Virginia Tech Hokies. I'm more confident in Clemson losing to Virginia Tech, because Virginia Tech actually has a defense that can stifle Deshaun Watson, and we have a high power offense that can also combat them. And I'm not saying we were Louisville with Lamar Jackson or anything, but what I'm saying is that Evans has been doing more than enough, and Justin Fuente, coming from Memphis, has really shown that we can create a high power offense, which is something under Frank Beamer that we didn't necessarily were known for having. We were known for special teams and defense, and playing tough. But now we have a defense that can actually handle you, special teams that's still doing well, and now a high power offense to go along with that. That formulates to me is dangerous for Clemson. And Clemson, from what I'm seeing, is favoring this game by 10. That's not going to happen. I think the Virginia Tech is going to beat them outright, and I think it's going to be close. But I think it's going to be by 3 or by 4. But Virginia Tech is going to win that game, and that's going to really mess up the college football playoff, because now with Clemson out, and if Washington does happen to win, I have more confidence in Virginia Tech, like I said, than does Michigan.
Now, remember earlier when I was asking those questions, was I stupid? Remember I was asking that question?
Yes.
Virginia Hokies will get demolished by Clemson this Saturday night.
Doubt it.
Clemson is going to beat them by at least 14 points in that game.
Doubt it.
At least 14 points in that game. The only chance for anybody to even come close to beating the mighty, mighty Clemson Tigers, Crimson Tide, Roll Tide, Alabama,
to me would be a rematch of last year's championship game.
That's just my opinion. Alabama's going to roll over everybody.
I'm going with Penn State. I'm going with Clemson. I'm going with Alabama. I'm going with West Virginia over Baylor. I'm going with Oklahoma State over Oklahoma. I'm going with Navy over Temple. Taking Temple with the upset over Navy in that game. I'm taking Washington to beat Buffalo. And, of course, we don't know who the heck about Western Kentucky, I mean, or Western Michigan and Ohio.
Washington over Colorado.
Action.
Yeah.
That's
I'm taking Washington over Colorado.
You were looking at the picture, I know.
Yeah, I was. Thank you. So sorry about that. But, yeah, that's how I see this weekend going. But we also got UFC Saturday night. It's free, so you don't have to worry about to buy or not to buy. My man, to me, the baddest man on the planet when it comes to UFC. To me, the pound-for-pound best fighter in the UFC, Demetrius Mighty Mouse Johnson, takes on the winner of The Ultimate Fighter. That's how bad the boy was. Like, I'm glad Huggo's not here. Like, it's, oh, my God, Mike and his Mighty Mouse. He don't respect lighter divisions, which means how can he be such a Pacquiao fan, right? Because Pacquiao, before the steroids, was a very light fighter, right? He moved up in weight. I'm just saying, I got pictures of the man, okay? But this guy is so dominant, they had to form a tournament to beat him because everybody they put in front of him, he has demolished since the inaugural getting the championship of the flyweight title there. That he takes on Elliott, the winner of the Ultimate Fighter tournament. Also in that on the main event, you have Benavidez in there, who's the number one contender. So they're hoping to set up a rematch between Benavidez and Mighty Mouse Johnson on the pay per view and later date. And also UFC cancels UFC 207 in January because they have no stars. And if Conor McGregor does become a boxer, why would he ever come back to UFC? And the bigger news this week is that the UFC has to contend with the MMAA. That is the Mixed Martial Arts Athletic Association Group, spearheaded by my favorite fighter, George St. Spartacus Pierre, along with Chain Velasquez and other dominant, prominent, famed MMA UFC fighters. Would that pose a problem for them? Do you think this will help make the UFC worse or better in the long run, Jay Chris? Real fast, 2 minutes.
Competition makes everything better. I think a little competition is good for them. So yeah, I think it makes it better in the long run.
Well, I'll know for one. I cannot wait to see this. Lock it up for the weekend. We will be back Sunday night for the post. I don't know if it's good or not. It depends on if it's going to be good enough. If we're going to do a post show for TLC. I might be down for TLC post show. I don't know. Just check with
yay.
Me.
Yay!
What?
No, I was saying yay because I'm gonna be down for you know, just be able to hang out and have a talk about it because I think that's gonna be real good. By the way, you and I as wrestling fans, one of the things that we talked about was that one of the reasons why we loved a certain era so much is because they had competition. They didn't have competition that we see it is what it is right now. UFC still has great internal competition, but I think they had another fantastic company that had stars like them to compete with them. I think they'll be even better and want to book even better of MMA matches than they have been in these last few cards.
Well, as she charms in my ear, we better get up out of here, guys. It is Friday. Next Friday, we will be here. And I'll be on my way to go seeing Rogue One, the Star Wars story. And I'm going to make a bold prediction now that Yoda will be in this movie. Why can't we have Yoda and Obi-Wan Kenobi if we got Darth Vader? That big sucker. Everybody's all happy about Darth Vader. Did y'all not see episode 3 where he became Darth Vader because he was insecure? Yeah, he killed people because he was insecure because he thought his best friend was sleeping with his woman. I hate Darth Vader. I think he's a sucker. I said it, and I ain't afraid of none of y'all out there. I got some trackies that'll back me up on that, too. Listen, don't wake up tomorrow morning and say, I love me some me.
and don't love God. That's crazy. Follow me again, people on the Twitter. By my namesake, I am loud. I speak loud. I spell my name with three X's, Mike Knox. Because, damn it, I'm hardcore because I was crying listening to the song from Empire last night when he was singing to his mama, mama.
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be hard. Like early 90s heavy metal hard.
I'm yelling and screaming and I'm loud. Roar!
Geico makes it easy. You can review and update your policy or report a claim on Geico.com or the Geico mobile app. Because shouldn't we all have a little less stress in our lives?
I'm not even upset about anything!
When you don't go to Geico.com, car insurance can be confusing. Like Swedish techno confusing.
Bark, bark, meow, meow. Dance with me, purple cow. Bark, bark, meow, meow. Ooh, you lovely cow.
Geico makes it easy. With 24/7 access, all you have to do is go to Geico.com and you could save money on car insurance. It just makes sense. Unlike, you know.
Dance with me, purple cow. I like your move.